T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last night saw 1917.
And this is one of the best motion picture nominees in a drama category for the year. So 1917, The Irishman, Joker, Marriage Story, and The Two Popes. And one thing I noticed, John, on this list, only two of the five are released in theaters. Joker's been out. And the movie you just saw, 1917, comes out Christmas.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what's the premise of that movie?
1917? One of the reasons I was really excited to go see this film was it's World War One, and we've seen war movies before, but it almost... So it's kind of a funny thing. So you mentioned that only a couple of these films have been released in theaters. So, you know, movie makers that want to do theatrical releases have to come up with some stuff to make it a little bit different, a little edgy.
Right.
What they did with 1917 that was really interesting was it looks like it's all in one shot. There's never a break where you go to the next morning or you go.
Right.
It's one continuous shot
for
almost 2 hours. Yeah. And it was.
Does it work? I mean,
it works. And it works because it taps in, not to tell too much about the movie, but it sets it up where these two soldiers need to get to a certain point, and we're talking about through no man's land, cross German lines from the English side at this point, and they have to do it within a certain amount of time to save the troops. And the way they were able to do this in one shot was so different. So we're always talking about, is there anything different out there? Is there something we can see that we haven't seen before? Well, here's a movie that shows you just that, and they did it really well.
And as a writer, I know you and I talked about there are 7 different scripts, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every movie has either elements of one of those 7.
Mm-hmm. So
in,
if you see
the arc in the story.
Yeah. I mean, so if there's, just say, on an average of 2 new releases a week, and we see maybe what, Larry, 110, maybe 150 films a year that are being released into the theaters, you start to get to the point where, yeah, I saw that, and I've seen this happen before, and I've seen that kind of character twist and turns, but it's always really refreshing and interesting when something sort of new comes along that can drive you to the theater.
But the dynamic shift, since even you and I have been doing this on the radio, is now we see, and I think The Irishman is that movie, $140 million budget, Martin Scorsese, mm-hmm. Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and you've got Al Pacino and other big stars, but it's released on Netflix streaming.
Yeah.
It's not a big blockbuster release, and The Joker was in theaters. Marriage Story is getting all this buzz, mm-hmm. and who's in that movie?
That's
Driver's
Scarlett right? Johansson.
And
that's not going to hurt you, and Adam Driver, Julie Greer.
Just by a couple of the marriages that work and don't work, and the two popes,
right?
With Anthony Hopkins as one of the popes. Which one is he? He's the other one, Benedict.
Yeah,
but the guy that's playing the current pope, Francis, mm-hmm. looks just like him.
He does.
I mean, I've seen the promos, but I haven't seen the movie. So this hasn't happened before, where there's two popes hanging around, and you never see the one pope, right?
Right.
What's he doing?
That's a great question.
Watching
we should
Netflix.
Probably go to Rome again.
It's what we should
ask.
We've been to Rome. So kids they watch YouTube on their phones.
Everything's on their phones, on devices. So for motion picture and filmmakers and entertainers in general to be able to produce products that are going to just go directly to those devices, it makes sense. But with that being said, you can still get kids to go to movies. They'll make an event of going to see a movie that they've heard about. So marketing to these, to that population base is still important, and they're still able to do it. Frozen 2 has been, the number 1 or 2 film for the last couple weeks?
Yeah.
So it shows you that
it's like
they're
pushing 400 million gross domestic sales. But you're right. I didn't think of it that way. It's an event, which is why the theaters had to reinvent themselves and put all these luxury seats in where you can buy your seat, specific seat online.
Yeah. Now, think about it. When this first started coming about, where these alternate areas of viewership started popping up, the motion picture industry went, well, what, we got to visually dazzle people with 3D and different. But that sort of went aside. Now they realize that they've got a market. It's a marketing game. If they can get to these people, they'll go to the movies. You don't need 3D. You need just good product and good product and comfortable atmosphere. And you had talked earlier this morning about catering and seat reservations and all these things that make people, hey, let's go check that out. And they're going. The box office is strong. It's still
doing
strong.
Well.
Yeah.
All right. So back to holiday movies. One of the movies going to be released, and again, when I say that, I'm talking about movies released for the season, not movies about Christmas. 1917 has come. That's a Christmas release, right?
That's Christmas Day. That's opening Christmas. Now,
traditionally, Christmas Day is a day when they release some blockbusters.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1917. Now, Christmas falls. What is it this week? This year, a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
No, it's on a Wednesday, I think.
So you have the weekend right before Christmas where everybody's off. You know, there so many people are off from work and they're looking for some forms of entertainment to get away from shopping and just get out of the house for a while. So you've got huge films opening that weekend, but it really ramps up starting this weekend is where you start to get those Christmas releases that are going to be blockbusters. You got Jumanji and the Clint Eastwood film opens tonight, really.
He has, at 89 years old, at one point was the most, biggest box office face on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really passionate about this movie, a true story, nonfiction about Richard Jewell, who was involved in, he says he's a hero. And if people may remember when the Olympics were in Atlanta, Summer Olympics that year, there was a bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up getting blamed for it or accused of setting it all up.
Right.
But it wasn't true.
Exactly. And Clint Eastwood's catching a little bit of slack for this. Now let's remember Clint Eastwood films are good. Because he sticks to a certain formula and he sticks to it. He's loyal to his crew. So he has the same crew, he has the same music, he has the same DP, all individuals that have worked with him before and a good product. But what he did with this, and he's catching some slack, is that he told a true story. He said that Richard Jewell got robbed. He got messed around, and it was dirty. So he showed the media in a poor light because the media jumped on this thing, and they destroyed this guy. They literally destroyed, and he shows it. So now the media's saying, wait a minute, you can't do that. Clint Eastwood's off his rocker. But he's just telling the story like it really was.
That's why he's come out, and he's used social media, where I've seen these little snippets of, here's Clint Eastwood saying, Richard Jewell was a hero.
Yeah.
And almost nobody in America ever thought of Richard Jewell as a hero.
And you can almost see it today. It's timely because you see people that the media will build up, and then they have the ability to knock you down and destroy it.
I don't think they'll take down Clint.
No.
Go ahead, punk. Make my day. So that'll be interesting. And Jewel is one of the movies that'll be out. What else for the holiday season?
We talked about Jumanji. We talked about, how about Cats? The motion picture.
All-star cast. Is that, and I saw a promo on
Taylor Swift. And
yeah, is that a...
it's a musical.
Yeah, but I mean, is it...
what, Larry?
What's the word I'm looking for the makeup, the computer-generated stuff? Or
everything.
Is that just...
No, there's computer generation. There's excellent makeup. There's sets that are supposed to just be mind-boggling, and that's coming out on the 20th as well, along with Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, which, as we heard this morning with Jim Colony, it's this thing they're going to be waiting in line. This is going to be one of those movies that drives the 2019 box office
right up to the end.
Yeah, it's a driver.
What else is coming out?
We talked about 1917, which opens Christmas Day. And again, this is not a Christmassy film. It's about World War I and they did something a little bit different. We talked about this, is it looks like it's taken in one continuous shot, this journey that these two soldiers go on, and you live it with, for 2 hours, you live with.
And you just saw this last night.
Just a few hours ago, yeah.
All right. And I want to mention any others on your list you think people are going to run to the movie theaters to see?
I'm curious to see how Bombshell is going to do. And it's the story about,
Fox News, Megyn Kelly,
yeah.
Greta Van Susteren.
Yeah. And what there was a television version that came out on one of the movie networks, and it did well.
How about John Lithgow playing Roger Ailes?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
It's incredible.
At first, I'm like, that guy looks familiar.
Yeah.
And then it took a while. They put so much makeup on him, prosthetics. It's extraordinary. But this is a true story of Megyn Kelly and Greta Van Susteren. Greta coming out and saying Roger Ailes was this Me Too guy.
Yeah. And you get Nicole Kidman and
Margot Robbie.
And there's a lot of strong women in this film, and I got a feeling it's going to do well. People that support Fox might want to see what they've done with this, and people that don't necessarily support them are going to want to go see that. I think it's going to do real well this time of year.
Is that coming out in the theaters, or is that just streaming online, Bombshell? Because, now you have to ask the question.
It's wide release.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The movie industry is strong enough to be able to be kind of delivered on two separate platforms, and the box office is strong. It's not a record-breaking year, but you never know with movies like Star Wars and some of these movies that are coming up in the next couple weeks. It could, but it's strong, and the other platform with handheld devices and all this electronic, the electronic world that our kids and our kids' kids are going to be living through is strong as well. And so they're delivering entertainment, and they're obviously cashing in on it.
Here are some of the other movies. I would imagine a lot of people saw Rocket Man, which is the bio picture about Elton John, mm-hmm. which he was involved in, because this is going to be a Broadway show too.
Right.
But this is under the category of best motion picture, musical or comedy. Dolomite Is My Name, Jojo Rabbit, Knives Out, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Now, you saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. This is basically around the Manson murders in California 50 years ago.
Right. Yeah. We talked about this. It was Quentin Tarantino. So you get bits and pieces thrown at you, and you never quite know where the movie's going to turn next. But they do use that, the Manson murders as a central plot theme. And it's just such an interesting film.
What about Knives Out? You saw this movie?
I did. I like Daniel Craig. He's so strong. And this is a movie where... I think you would like this too, Larry. It's the kind of movie that's character driven. You have to think about it.
It seemed like a giant Clue game.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it is.
Based on what I saw from the trailers.
And there's twists, and there's a twist at the end of this movie that you sort of don't see coming, and so that's always refreshing. And it was a good movie.
Dolomite Is My Name. Is that Eddie Murphy? I think it is Eddie. Eddie's got that out, and Jojo mm-hmm. Rabbit. So those are best motion pictures in the musical or comedy category. Some of the performers. Now, we like Tom Hanks. So Tom Hanks, and it may surprise people to think of Tom Hanks in the Mr. Rogers movie mm-hmm. as a supporting role.
That's right.
So he's not even the main character in the film. It's the guy who was the Esquire writer.
He's the title character.
Right.
But not the main character.
Right. He is nominated for best performance in a supporting role. And then you've got Anthony Hopkins, who plays Pope Benedict in The Two Popes, mm-hmm. Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci in The Irishman.
And you love The Irishman.
It's 3.5 hours. It was a commitment to watch.
And that's part of the benefit of somebody like Martin Scorsese being able to release this on that platform, is that he can put a 3.5 hour movie together, and they're expecting to get that money back. So
that's
what was the budget?
Of money. $140 million.
So that's crazy money. He did what he wanted to do. It's a long movie. Got great. I mean, I'm sure Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and all these people, they don't come cheap. You know, there's something in it for them as well. So there's money. There's money to go around.
And Brad Pitt is the other supporting actor nominee. The others for actress, Kathy Bates in the Richard Jewell movie. Mm-hmm. This is Clint Eastwood's film that's coming out tomorrow.
Right. So that there's a good point. And we've talked about this as well, Larry, is that why do some movies just open up in New York and Los Angeles? Well, it's to qualify them
for the awards
for situations like this. So the movie has officially opened, but it doesn't really get a wide release until tonight.
Then there's Annette Bening for The Report, Laura Dern in Marriage Story. That's a new streaming film. Jennifer Lopez in Hustlers, and Margot Robbie in Bombshell, which is coming out. And that's the story of Fox News, basically.
Yeah, and we did talk about that. And Charlize Theron is in that as well.
I want to mention Best Television Series category for dramas. Big Little Lies. And again, this is all those
Reese women. Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman. And
The Crown.
I love The Crown. Did you get a chance to see that?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Is this something I could binge watch and catch up on?
I watched the season 3 in about a day. But here's how I do it, Larry. I have my phone with me, and it follows historical events. So when they'll bring up a name or they'll bring up an event, and I hurry up and Google the event, and I try to catch myself up on it, and it seems to me that they're very accurate and portray these things so real. It's really interesting.
And the others for Best Television Series, Killing Eve, The Morning Show, which is on Apple's new streaming service with Jennifer Aniston and Succession. So those are the hot movies, and mentioned the TV shows just because so many people have seen or would like to see, and those are the ones that are considered to be the best of the best. And before you go, in the next few minutes, I want to put you on the spot. I want you to tell me your top 5 Christmas movies that have a Christmas theme.
Oh, Larry, that's so hard. I mean, you go from A Christmas Carol, A Christmas Story, and then you can even shift over.
I'll give you a minute to think about
it. How about Elf?
John Mulaney on movies. I know my wife loves that movie. We got to watch it every year. It drives me crazy. Although I sat down last night. She had it on again. Starting to think there's something up.
So funny.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.